Ophthalmology is a rapidly developing field of medicine. Every year more and more new methods of eye disease treatment appear, keratoconus being one of them. This is a degenerative process that causes the cornea to thin and become cone-shaped. This disease is treated with innovative cross-linking technology that prevents the progression of the disease. You can learn more about this from our article. What is cross-linking? Cross-linking is a minimally invasive surgical procedure performed to treat keratoconus. This procedure helps to strengthen and stabilize the deformed cornea of the eye. It activates the process of producing new collagen bonds in the corneal tissue. Corneal cross-linking is the only safe and affordable surgery that slows or fully stops progressive keratoconus. Visual acuity improves in 50% of patients after the intervention. They see one line higher on the ophthalmic measuring tables. Another 30% of people after the procedure see two lines better, and 10% see three lines better. To undergo cross-linking in an experienced ophthalmological hospital, contact the coordinating physicians of the international medical platform MediGlobus. Leave your contact information and we will call you back as soon as possible. Advantages of cross-linking abroad. Cross-linking is performed by ophthalmologists with many years of experience in such interventions. They perform the procedure under local droplet anesthesia. This not only relieves pain but also prevents the negative effects of general anesthesia on the cardiovascular and other systems of the human body. The risks of complications in leading international ophthalmology clinics are several times lower than in many developing countries. The doctors usually have more experience in performing this surgery. Cross-linking is a light one-day surgery that does not require hospitalization. If necessary, the patient will stay in the hospital for no more than 2 hours. Cross-linking is performed abroad on teenagers aged 14 years and above. The procedure is FDA approved for this age group. Early treatment prevents vision loss and corneal scarring as keratoconus worsens. How is the cornea strengthened with cross-linking surgery? Cross-linking is a two-step procedure. It is performed under local anesthesia and lasts 1.5 hours. There are two main techniques for performing this procedure. Epithelium off cross-linking, cross-linking with corneal epithelium removal. Epithelium on cross-linking, surgery without removing the epithelium. The first option involves removing the outer layer of the cornea. This is necessary to allow medications to penetrate more deeply into the cornea. The eye is dripped with riboflavin drops, vitamin B2, for 30 minutes. This medication acts as a photosensitizer by absorbing ultraviolet light. It protects the endothelial layer of the cornea and the back of the eyeball. The cornea is then irradiated with ultraviolet light for about 30 minutes. Riboflavin drops are administered regularly at this stage. Once treatment is complete, special contact lenses are placed on the eye. They remain in the eye until the epithelium has healed. In the second version of cross-linking, the epithelium is not removed. This reduces the risk of infection, post-operative pain, and the healing period. During the procedure, a stronger source of UVA rays is used. It provides the same corneal strengthening effect, but without surgery and in a shorter time. Cross-linking is combined with other keratoconus procedures. For example, with the implantation of tiny arc-shaped Intax corneal implants. They are used to reshape and stabilize the cornea in more advanced cases of keratoconus. Complications of cross-linking. Corneal strengthening using the cross-linking method goes without any complications in 97% of patients. Antibiotics and anti-inflammatory medications are prescribed to avoid infection and inflammation. In the first 5 days after surgery, there may be discomfort in the eye and eye pain from strong light. Medications and special glasses are prescribed to eliminate these temporary side effects. Immediately after the procedure, patients have decreased vision. This usually goes away within 3 months by itself. In rare cases, this lasts for about a year. Some patients also experience swelling and clouding of the cornea. These are treated with eye drops or repeated interventions. If the corneal tissue is scarred, this defect can only be corrected by transplantation. The cost of cross-linking surgery abroad is determined by several factors. Firstly, the price is influenced by the level of the medical center. Secondly, the experience and qualification of the doctor. Thirdly, the pricing policy of the country chosen for keratoconus treatment. The procedure is cheaper in ophthalmological clinics in Turkey and Korea. Western European hospitals are a bit more expensive. The approximate price of cross-linking for one eye is Turkey from $1,600. Korea from $1,800. Israel from $3,000. Germany from €2,500. Spain from €2,000. Austria from €2,500. Leading experts in keratoconus treatment. Countries such as Turkey, Germany, Korea, Israel and Spain are considered leaders in keratoconus treatment abroad. Their ophthalmology centers are staffed by specialists who have performed thousands of successful surgeries to restore vision. Among such ophthalmologists are Professor Sufi Akar, the leading specialist in the treatment of keratoconus at the Batgöz Clinic in Turkey. He has been practicing for more than 29 years. The doctor treats patients of all ages. He specializes in minimally invasive eye surgery. Professor Manfred Artetz, world-renowned German ophthalmologist with 30 years of experience. He practices at the Spreebogen Clinic. The doctor has performed more than 75,000 eye operations on patients of different ages. Professor Hüseyin Bayramlı, the top corneal specialist at Dan Yagut's clinic. He performs cross-linking surgeries and corneal transplants. He has performed over 10,000 interventions in his practice. Dr. Bayramlı has more than 25 years of experience. Dr. Diokjin Han, chief specialist in the treatment of eye pathologies at the Hangulai Clinic in South Korea. The doctor has been practicing for over 22 years. He is an honorary member of the American Association of Ophthalmologists and the Korean Ophthalmological Society. Where does cross-linking surgery for the treatment of keratoconus abroad take place? Batgöz Ophthalmology Network, Spreebogen Ophthalmology Center, Sheba Hospital, Hangulai Center, Dan Yagut's Network of Ophthalmology Clinics, University Hospital of Cologne. To choose the right ophthalmology center for keratoconus cross-linking treatment abroad, please contact our medical coordinators. We will suggest the best option according to your requirements and help with travel arrangements.